Hello.
Yes, hello. Tanya?
Yes.
Hi, Tanya. Good evening. My name is Walter, and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. I'm not going to take too much of your time. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, they do not.
Okay, great. Just give me one second here. What happens here? Okay. Are you 21 years old or older?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
Hello?
Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or you probably will not vote?
Definitely will.
Okay, great. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race? Select all the apply. White, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed race? I'm sorry?
African-American.
Okay. Okay, great. May I have your age?
My age?
Yes.
Not really.
Okay, no problem. No worries. We could leave it blank. And now, I am going to read a list of different issues of concerns. Some people say they want the president and the Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 for the most important, a 5 for somewhat important, or 0 for is not important at all. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Very important.
So a 10?
Yeah.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
That's a 10 as well.
Okay. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
You said what's the rate scale on that?
It's from 0 to 10.
I said that's a 5.
Okay. Eliminating food deserts in our communities. In other words, they want to reduce the sugar.
Good idea.
So, from 0 to 10?
That's that could be a 10.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Okay, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Staying about the same.
Okay. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
About the same.
Okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on African-American community? You can select up to two of them, okay? Cigarettes, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, alcohol, marijuana, and other cannabis products, opioids.
All of the above. All of the above.
Okay, no problem. Okay, I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm and harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? I strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
I somewhat agree.
Okay. Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products for each. Tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all. heating non-burn tobacco products?
Not for me at all.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Not for me at all.
Electronic cigarettes and vapes?
Not familiar with.
Okay. I'd like to give you an additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death. According to a nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year, that's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10. 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. Now, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Introduction of smoke-free alternative to cigarettes to the market, more government restrictions and bans, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, cost of smoking has gone up, or don't know?
More education.
Okay. Now I am going to read your two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and the people should quit, but they may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million Americans and adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Statement B, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine and tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. What statement do you agree with, A or B?
I believe it's A.
A, okay. Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, we already at 60%, okay? We almost done. And will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? Much more harmful, somewhat more harmful? Okay. All right. Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, where the statement is 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree at all. The statement you can use any number between 0 to 10, okay? Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking. And our prevention, education, and education support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. From 0 to 10?
I give it a 7.
Okay. Opioids are killing 100,000 Americans in a year. It is the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a combat opioid use, and in Europe and Japan, to combat cigarettes used by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. From 0 to 10?
I give it a 5.
Okay. This is the last one here. Quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives than cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. From 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. All right. Sometimes over the course of a surgery, people change their minds. It is okay. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reductions, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and smoking adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcome in the African-American community. And there is that strongly agree, disagree, or just somewhat agree or disagree?
No, I strongly agree.
Okay. All right. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Heat, not burn tobacco products?
No.
Electronic cigarettes and vapes?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No, never was a smoker at all.
Okay, so no cigarettes either.
Or a drinker. I didn't care
right.
For losing one of those.
All right, so we're already at 86. We almost done. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of school that you have completed? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates?
Some college.
Okay. Are you married? Unmarried? With a partner? Single? Separated? Divorced? Widow? Don't know?
Single.
Okay. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I want both.
Upper class. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. We are 94. We are almost done. Regardless how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican, independent or something else?
Republican, Democrat.
Strong Democrat, not strong Democrat.
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Almost done now. And in the 2024 elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden. Would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day now.
You too.
¿Qué pasó?
Sí. Yo tengo dos.